The Money Show.
The Markets.
Portfolio Manager at Sanlam Private Wealth, Gary McNamara, with us this evening after what's been a rough day on the JSE. The Premier Foods listing, did it rock your world, Gary? Did it have you waking up with a spring in your step and a song in your throat?
Bruce, I didn't actually pick that one up, I must be honest.
No, then, is the short answer. But it is nice to have another listing on the JSE, isn't it?
Absolutely, Bruce, and it's certainly been it's a big company, it's a well-run company, and we certainly need more of those from a JSE point of view. We've seen over the last two or three years cost of regulation, cost of listing, and we've lost a lot of very good quality companies. So it's actually a nice surprise to get some good new listings on the board.
We spoke to Corky Kooiman in Amsterdam a few minutes ago about the global banks and the big fallout there, so we don't need to touch on that here. What we can talk about, of course, is our market's response to global moves. And we've seen central banks around the world this week raise interest rates quite correctly to fight inflation. At the same time, we've got these jitters around several banks in several parts of the world. The JSE holding up relatively well, considering the pressures that are around.
Absolutely, Bruce, and we certainly finished off our lows. By and large, it was actually quite a good week. Today, obviously, it's been a little bit bumpy on the back of those banking uncertainties globally, but our banks are very well capitalized, so there's no risk there. Even from a currency point of view, we've actually seen the rand, through this entire uncertainty over the last two or three weeks, actually remain reasonably resilient. So it talks very well to our financial system. Where we are seeing a little bit of pressure over the last week or two is in the commodity space, with the exception of gold, which has obviously been a big beneficiary of the uncertainty. But the commodity space has been really tough, and that's in talk of global slowdown on the back of extremely high interest rates. That I think, I'll have the debate with you, but I don't think they should have raised interest rates. I know they talk about inflation, but I think they could have paused. You know, just let the market just see what's going to happen. Repricing assets has caused some of this issue in the banking side. Mm. And just have a pause and let inflation see where it goes over the next two or three months. They have moved very aggressively. It's been the fastest move in living memory in terms of the Fed fund rate. And I think we're seeing some of these uncertainties manifesting itself in the banking sector globally, but our market's certainly doing very well on a relative basis.
It didn't help this week, though, Gary, that food inflation drove up inflation in places like the UK, places like South Africa, where inflation had been trending lower. Suddenly there was an uptick, and I think that may have focused the mind a little bit. Transaction capital is one that we do need to talk about a bit this evening. Things seem to have calmed there from a raging storm to a quiet whimper. The share price down a little on the day, but at least around 13 Rand 22. It's in the region of what the company says is sort of net asset value for the business.
Absolutely, Bruce, and it's certainly comforting that it hasn't continued its fall. I think there was probably a little bit of selling pressure for some geared positions perhaps last week, and a lot of uncertainty post the results. But as you say, a little bit more sanity in the market this week, and it's quite comforting to see.
Absolutely. So, Gary, we've wiped out all of the 2023 gains that we made in the first 2 weeks of January. It felt like this was going to be Christmas, New Year, Easter, everything rolled into one. And unfortunately, it turned into something of a horrible March for us as the sell-off continued around the world. Do you see things calming down anytime soon, or are there just too many uncertainties, too much volatility to have any certainty as to what the rest of the final three quarters of the year will look like?
Bruce, yeah, I think it's going to settle down. I certainly don't think the banking system's going to have the final say. And I think one of the big benefits, certainly from a South African perspective, is we've seen the reopening of China. We've seen the benefit in Naspers. And it will lead to certain consumer demands coming out of China for the likes of Richemont. The commodity company should be beneficiary. So I am more positive for the second half of the year, but I think the Fed fund rate needs to behave itself going forward. And I see the forecasts are for we're getting very close to the top of interest rate cycle. So I do think once the market gets that right in terms of no further interest rates, I think we can see a better second half of the year.
Thank you, Gary McNamara, Portfolio Manager at Sanlam Private Wealth.